idea, Obama. God's sake. Do you know what I forgot to do? Yeah. Yep. You're right. The correct answer is a proper introduction to audiobook. I just went on and had done one of my little rambles when I totally forgot that you need to follow a few rules by making your first audiobook. So, if you are just starting up audiobook, I'm going to take the time to give you a few pointers on how to make your first audiobook like everyone else. And then I'll tell you how you should make the audiobook if you want it to have actual content and to actually be actually good, yeah, like mine. First, have your microphone pretty close to your face, whilst no one can hear you. Yeah. You need it at the right distance from your face, whilst, well, the sound quality is terrible. So, to make it like everybody else's first book, have your microphone far away from your face so no one can hear a word you say. Speak really fast so no one can understand you. Speak at your normal speed, you speak to everyone else. Remember, lots of the people on the internet have never heard your voice before, so they are not going to understand you if you go too fast. Yeah. So basically, pronunciate words properly. Don't do too soft or too loud. Just say your words as you have got to say them, so people can understand them. Because otherwise, you're going to talk way too fast, and no one will be able to understand you. Remember, total strangers can listen to this, and if you want them to enjoy your little ramble, then you're going to have to speak at a reasonable pace, so that you don't bore them, and so that they can understand a word that you are saying. Do not, and I mean do not, title your first boo My First Boo, or Testing Out on Audio Boo, or Ooh, This Is Quite Cool. You want to make it a bit more interesting. People aren't going to search for My First Boo or Testing Boo. They might search for Tiger Woods caught in another lady's underwear again or something. But they won't search for My First Boo because they're normally shocking. So if you want more people to listen, make it something a bit more relevant than My First Boo. Actually talk about something. If you're just going to sit there for a good few minutes and talk about nothing in particular, apart from the fact that you've found this new service called Audioboo, then no one is going to understand and want to keep on listening. They're going to be like, won't you start an Audioboo? Cool. Enough. And that's it. Yeah. Mention that it's your first boo if you want to. But don't make it a theme. Have another theme. Keep on pausing and then re-recording your boo so that you can you can think in your head what you are going to say so that you don't just stumble over your words. But also remember that if you do have audio editing software, then that is actually awesome as well. And finally, and very quickly before my time runs up on this little audiobook service, research. If you are just rambling on nothing in particular, no particular facts, everyone is going to think, what a load of old tripe. I could do better by searching a few words in Google.